Kathy Cooley from Ketchikan took Rabbi Dove's class last year. She says she tried another online course before, but it wasn't a good fit. It was different with Rabbi Dove, who she'd known before the class. He'd assisted in her conversion.
A big part of Judaism is about community. It certainly made sense to be working with a rabbi whose face was familiar to me, who I knew and trusted and respected.
She says she and 10 other students would read at least one book per month that addressed Jewish culture, thought, and belief. Rabbi Dove would then lead discussions over Skype twice monthly and answer questions. Patricia Custard was another student last year. She lives in Eagle River near Anchorage and is in the process of conversion.
You just don't have the critical mass available to have offerings that a larger city would. You have to be able to avail yourself to things like Dove's class and also be self-initiated, do a lot of reading on your own, and just really seeking out people who will discuss readings with you.
Rabbi Dove says one of the class's purposes is to provide students with a background in Judaism they would usually find through traditional means.
If you live in a place where you can't even get a minyan, which is a quorum for 10 Jews, how do you learn about prayer? Or are there no ongoing prayer services? I could say, well, go to the local synagogue and participate in the services. I can't tell someone to do that.
The class's aim is not to replace community.
What you're trying to do is help people create a personal life that's Jewish, not necessarily a communal life that's Jewish.
Rabbi Dove calls Judaism a textual religion.
They have a great literature, and the study of those texts is considered a religious act. So what I'm doing with people is giving them skills that they can use to study those texts. And that's something you can do in Alaska.
Some of his students have turned to the internet for other religious needs. Greg Brown Gates lives in Fairbanks, but has spent time in a few small towns in Alaska.
I've participated in some online communities with other congregations outside of Alaska in terms of attending Shabbat service and high holiday services online.
Stream services and internet classes are not ideal for everyone. Skype either melds with your learning style or it doesn't. Here's Custard again.
I learn better when I'm physically in a group of people and can scan and see how people are reacting. With Skype, you know, you just see one little face at a time. But, you know, it's the best that we can do. And because of that, it is effective.
In other words, it does the trick. And Custard says she consumed all the material Rabbi Dove assigned.
It was like feeding a hungry soul.
The second year of Rabbi Dove's class begins in January and will be called Doing and Being Jewish in Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.